This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the latest news, just your shocked Pikachu face right here. Twitter is very, very angry at me to absolutely everybody's complete lack of surprise. So basically, here's what happened. I saw this tweet from Dr. Sydney Watson. I don't know who she is. This might sound insane, but I feel like there's a conspiracy against mainstream rock slash heavier music. I never hear heavy bands on the radio. It's the same terrible rap slash pop bullshit. And you cannot tell me that the people that didn't enjoy heavier music because the 90s and 2000s are full of it. New age music is so soulless and repetitive, it turns your brain to Swiss cheese. So I quote tweeted that and said, "There's no conspiracy. Gent killed metal. No songs, just riffs. And there are no larger than life stars like Fred Durst. Every band looks like a bunch of baristas who are scared to offend anyone." And let me tell you, people not happy with this one. People are furious. I'll talk about this. My larger point here, just to be clear, I'll tell you what I'm doing, people. I am fighting for the future of rock and metal. I'm fighting for you, real rockers. I am fighting for you. I'm trying to save our culture. But in all seriousness, you know, what I want to do is... I want rock to be as popular as it used to be in the 90s and the 2000s. That's what I want. And I understand that maybe what I said here might be upsetting to people who like Gent, or I don't know. I don't know why they're so upset at me, but people were mad at me. And I thought it was kind of funny. In comparison, there's this other story here. Nothing More's Johnny Hawkins ran over his girlfriend with a truck in 2021. Details, police and court records. So these are not allegations. The singer of this band, Nothing More, literally ran over his girlfriend with a truck. It's just coming out now. And all the comments on social media are supportive of him. Like, oh, he's a great guy. You know, she's crazy. There's more to the story than what you see here. Everyone's on board with him. They think he's great. So here's what it is, people. In the year of our Lord, 2023, for me to have the relatively uncontroversial opinion that rock is not as popular now as it was in the 2000s because there aren't big stars anymore, literally more offensive to people than running over your girlfriend with a truck. That's the world we live in. Anyway, so people are not happy about this. And I wanted to kind of explain this, clarify my position a little bit, and just talk about this a little bit. Because again, my mission, like, I'm not here to dunk on rock. I feel like that's what people think. I want to help the genre. Help me help you. Okay, so I want to explain what I'm talking about here, because I think the root of the problem here is that rock fans are either too young to remember, or maybe they've forgotten. Yeah, it's tough love time. That's what it is. It's tough love time. I think that they're just a little bit maybe misinformed. I don't know. Well, let's talk about this. So my point here is that, you know, a lot of people were saying, what about Bring Me the Horizon? Bring the Horizon is a mainstream band. What about Sleep Token? What about Bad Omens? What about all these other bands? And with all due respect to all of them, I think they're great bands. Bring Me the Horizon is probably the closest thing to what we have as like a mainstream, you know, metal band these days. But even then, they're not really mainstream. And so first, what I wanted to do is just quickly recap exactly how popular rock was back in the day, for anybody who may have forgotten. And then we'll talk about some of the problems with rock now and what we can do about it, okay? You guys know I love Bring Me the Horizon, okay? You guys know I love them. You guys know that I have nothing but respect for them. Same with Bad Omens, same with Sleep Token. I wish them all the success in the world. But we've got a long way before we can call any of those bands mainstream the way that they were in the past. So I want to show you a few examples of this, okay? How about this one, for example? Fred Durst on the cover of Us Weekly. Sex tell all, Britney versus the Beast. Claiming a torrid fling, rocker Fred Durst has gone public on their alleged sex life. Spears' friends deny it all. What's the truth? Along with Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, the cover of Us Weekly, okay? Like, this is literally like the biggest like gossip magazine on the planet at that time. And he's on the cover with the most famous pop star of the time, okay? Yeah, Eminem had a song about them. Yes, I mean, you know, that's just one example, okay? Also, Pete Wentz on the cover of J14. Like, it's a whole special issue. Pete and Ashley on the cover. Pete hanging out with Rihanna here. Pete's shocking new haircut. He was also on the cover of Cosmo Girl, which was, you know, a huge magazine at the time. I don't know if it's still around. I think it is. Again, with, you know, Jessica Alba. So he's on the cover of this. Other people, Zac Efron, Chris Brown, Ryan Sheckler. You know, this is how popular, this is how mainstream these people were, okay? Again, I'm going to keep driving this point home because I want everybody to understand what mainstream actually means. Mainstream does not mean they had a TikTok song. Mainstream does not mean they sold out this 2,000 seat venue in your town, okay? Mainstream is what I'm talking about here. Yes, there's a difference between mainstream alternative and actually mainstream. Exactly, that's my point. Another example is, remember, Linkin Park. Looking back at Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory, the best-selling debut album of the...
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan. And this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.
21st century. Okay, that's how fucking popular Linkin Park was. The best-selling debut album of the entire 21st century. That's how popular this band was. Another example of this, I've talked about, you know, TRL before, but, you know, look at this. So here's Pierre from Simple Plan on TRL in 2003. There's like a crowd of these girls lined up there to hang out and be on TV with Pierre from Simple Plan. You know, and are they there for Pierre or are they just there to be on TRL? Who knows? But remember, he also had his own TV show on MTV at really the peak of MTV's relevance. You know, Pierre had his own, it was, what was the name of it? Damage Control. He had his own like, you know, prank kind of show on MTV for two seasons. They were also in the Olsen Twins movie. I mean, it doesn't get much more mainstream than the Olsen Twins. And they weren't just in the Olsen Twins movie. Like, they were the central element of the plot in this movie. The entire plot of this movie is that, I forget whether it was Mary-Kate and Ashley, but she was going to skip school so that she could take the bus into New York City and give a copy of her demo to Simple Plan. That was like the entire point of this movie, you know, and this is an Olsen Twins movie. So I could keep going. The point I want to make here is like, that is what like being truly mainstream famous is. Okay. When people point to like how many tickets a band sells, like that definitely means something for sure, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're relevant. You know, I'm sure Celine Dion sells a shitload of tickets. Does that mean that Celine Dion is relevant? Not necessarily. The point I want to make here is that this is what it looks like to be actually mainstream famous, okay? Being on the cover of Us Weekly with Britney Spears. being in an Olsen Twins movie, getting mobbed on TRL. Like TRL, again, another great example of this. Remember, bands like Newfound Glory, even Korn, Blink 182, like these bands were going head to head with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC on TRL and sometimes winning. That is how popular this stuff was at the peak. With all due respect to those bands, you know, the fact that they had a moment on TikTok, you know, it's kind of hard to say, does that compare to the mainstream success of these bands or mainstream fame of these bands in the 2000s? Well, it's kind of an unfair comparison because like it says in the chat here, problem is we only have metal content on YouTube, TikTok, and streaming services. There's no media, TV shows, heavy metal shows anymore. That's the problem. It's kind of true. There is no more, I've talked about this before, but the monoculture, you know, whereas back then everyone was watching the same TV shows and magazines and stuff like that, that doesn't exist anymore. Like TikTok and YouTube and stuff are kind of the closest thing we have. But, you know, we've seen there's people like Billie Eilish or Doja Cat and whoever that are able to break through, or Jack Harlow, or for that matter, Mr. Beast. It is possible to create breakthrough stars in the TikTok era, but rock and metal are not doing it. And that's kind of my point here. I'm not here to dunk on these bands and say, oh, these bands suck. You know, I'm not putting them down. My point is that if you care about the health of the genre, which I think you should, because remember, we all look back on these days as being the glory days, right? Like everybody does. There's a reason why nu metal and emo and pop punk are the three most popular kind of alternative music now. And people keep going back to that stuff, because that's when the genres were at their peak. Like I said, Bring the Horizon is probably the closest thing we have to like a mainstream metal band right now. And like, that's great. Good for them. Like, even if we say that they are mainstream, I feel like they're kind of one notch down from that, but whatever. Even if we say that they're mainstream, that's one. Okay. That's one band. The closest thing we have, I know it sucks, but the closest thing we have is MGK. You know, this is TMZ, which is the biggest, you know, gossip blog on the planet still, where they're, you know, talking about people like Kevin Costner and Larsa Pippen and stuff like that. And TMZ is covering MGK. Megan Fox rejoins Instagram to deny MGK's cheating rumor. MGK is a mainstream celebrity. All right. Travis marrying a Kardashian is definitely helping rock music. It is. The point I want to make here is that the thing that is frustrating to me is that rock fans don't want the genre to be mainstream anymore. They're kind of not admitting reality. And that's all I want here is like, let's just admit reality for what it is, which is rock is not as popular as it used to be. And why would you want rock to be more popular? That's what a lot of people ask, or a lot of people say is like, oh, well, why do you always talk about this? Who cares if this stuff is popular or not? I like seeing these bands in small venues. I don't want to pay more for tickets. Well, I get that. That does make sense. I understand that. However, the fact of the matter is that if you want more people to be making music that you like, they've got to be able to make a living at it. You know, like you can't grind it out playing 500 seat venues into your 30s. Like not very many people are going to want to do that. Most people, you know, they're 32 years old, grinding it out. They have to live in a bus nine or a van, live in a van 9 months out of the year to grind it out playing these shows. Most people are going to quit, right? So if you want these bands to be around, you should want them to be able to make a little bit of money at it. I mean, like back in the day, like Mest, for example, that pop punk band, Madonna signed them. I did a podcast with Tony, and I think that he said that they got like $100,000 to shoot the video for Cadillac. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't you like it if bands got $100,000 to make music videos or like tour support, you know, when the label will loan them some money to go out on tour, like so they don't have to like starve? Wouldn't you want that? I mean, if you like these bands, you should want them to make a little bit of money, right? It's the fans that don't want this stuff to be popular, as you can see by, I'm not even going to read all of them because Jesus Christ, people got angry at me on Twitter about this. Like, this is one of the most unpopular tweets I have ever made. And I've made a lot of unpopular tweets. People are very angry about this. Like, they're furious at me about this. And all I said was like, guys, we got to do better. And then you look at the bands. I'm sorry, I'm just going to throw someone under the bus here. But you look at some of the bands that people are pointing out as like, you know, the future of the genre. Like, people are talking about, like, this band Invent Animate as, like, the next big thing, the future of the genre. And I'm sorry, but, like, listen to this. Listen to this, people. Like, there's nothing here. I'm sorry. There's nothing here. And I want to explain something I said here. When I said Gent killed metal, no songs, just riffs. This is what I'm talking about. And listen, give them 10 years and they'll be popular. 10 years. So that's what it is now. We've got to wait 10 years for a band to get moderately popular. This band is a great example of what I'm talking about here is the genre now. Like, look back to those bands like Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, My Chemical Romance, Paramore, Blink. You know, all those bands of the 90s and 2000s, even Korn, had incredible songs, great hooks, catchy stuff, and you can say they're corny, whatever you want, but you compare that with this, this is barely a song. This is just like dudes jamming. You know, there's nothing here, especially in metal now. Everything is some combination of like crappy djent riffs in the verse, and then a Linkin Park chorus, and then maybe some shoegaze bits in here somewhere. If you like it, that's totally fine. You know, listen to whatever you want, but objectively speaking, like, there's nothing here. The fact that rock fans are saying, like, that metal fans are like, oh, this is the future of the genre, this band's blowing up. They're not blowing up. They're not. I'm sorry. If you like it, that's fine. But it's not great. Yeah, add in some gatekeeping stands and that's what metal is now. There is no new sound. It's a lie if we say there is. I hate to say it, but that's a fact. I hate to say it because you know that I don't like to be the person saying that, you know, new music sucks. I don't like being that person. But there is, you know, there's nothing new. You know, there's nothing new. I don't think Bad Omens took any risks. I think Bad Omens just have good songs and a charismatic frontman. I don't think Bad Omens takes a lot of risks. I think Polyphia, speaking of which, Polyphia takes risks. For sure. Like with their aesthetics, you know, with some of their collabs and stuff. The other problem is that nobody wants to be a star. Like, look at these guys. They all look like waiters. There's nothing interesting about them. Nobody wants to be a star. Nobody's willing to put their ass on the line like Fred Durst. Look, say what you want about him, but Fred Durst put himself out there and made himself a star. Nobody wants to be that now, other than, you know, you look at probably the three biggest standouts now. Number one, MGK. Number two, Ronnie Radke. Number three, Ollie Sykes. Those are the three biggest stars. MGK, not afraid to take some fucking arrows, right? Same thing with Ronnie, obviously, not afraid to take some arrows. Falling in Reverse is like mainstream close. Like, he's number one on rock charts all the time. There are some, like, you know, kind of normie-ish people that know who Falling in Reverse is. Like, Falling in Reverse and Bring Me the Horizon are the two closest things we have to, like, mainstream right now. And you can see why, because Ollie and Ronnie are both stars, and they're not afraid to look like it and act like it. And now everyone looks like a fucking barista, and they're afraid to say or do anything that would, like, be remarkable in any way at all. That's the problem. Nobody wants to be a star anymore. It sucks. Nobody wants to write songs anymore. Everyone just wants to play riffs and dress in all black and take generic ass promo shots in their fucking practice space and expect that they're gonna, like, be famous somehow. Like, well, I just feel like rock has lost the plot. They've stopped taking chances. They've stopped trying to write songs. And remember, people, look who you're competing with for attention, okay? Look who you're competing with. There's a world in which people like this exist, okay? Why in the world would anybody pay attention to your bland fucking djent band when somebody like this exists? Why in the world would they pay attention to you when this person exists, right? I mean, because that's reality. But look, Polyphia, they're doing it. Like, Polyphia's doing their version of this. You know, they're doing, like, basically guitar thirst traps. But this is the world that we live in. You got to compete with this for attention. And it feels like nobody in rock or metal wants to do that anymore other than Ronnie, MGK, and Ollie Sykes. And you can see that they're having success because of that. So I don't know. I hope that all made sense. The point that I wanted to make here, again, this is not about me dunking on the current generation of rock and metal so much. It's not that. My point is, like, I want the genre to be what it used to be. And the first step towards doing that is to admit where we have gone wrong, which is that it's boring, people. Rock is boring now. It's boring. That's a fact. It's boring. And that's the reason why it is no longer in the mainstream. So that's my point here. We've got to admit the facts. Step one is admitting you have a problem. Help me help you. Rock and metal scene, admit that you have a problem. That's what I think. So will that make Twitter any less mad at me? Probably not. Twitter just hates me. I don't know who hates me more, Twitter or Reddit. I don't know. I want rock to be what it used to be. Been confirming that he's a rock boomer. I know, listen, I hate being that person. I do. I hate being that person. Do you know how much it pains me to say that? I hate it, but that's where we're at. So there we go. Twitter, I hope someday we can make up and be friends. That's what I hope. Look at these guys. They all look like waiters.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I do like the Chicago's.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles. The Wrath of the Buzzard. PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gourley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.